Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. I will do not disturb. Okay, do not disturb on.
I also have do not disturb on.
Excellent. Hey, Reed, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dad?
I'm fine.
Good.
Great. Welcome.
Thanks.
Here we are face to face in real face.
Yeah.
Physical three-dimensional faces.
Mm-hmm. IRL, as the kids say.
Oh, Earl, as I like to say it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, my interface was just saying something that something had changed, but it didn't. Just kidding. So in real life, because it's Thanksgiving weekend and you're here for the weekend.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. That was a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing much really to add for it.
Yeah. And I'm guessing the next time we do a podcast might be the next time you've got travel tickets, plane tickets out here again for the next holiday.
Christmas.
So maybe we'll do one then, maybe.
Our grateful one or?
The family one.
We'll see what timing looks like.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to commit.
Yeah.
We could audition family members to see if.
Yeah, who makes the cut?
Yep. We'll see. Okay. But that's potential.
Yeah.
But for now, it's a 10 questions episode in which, in case this is your first time listening, we ask each other 10 questions that we have each written for the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think we come up with pretty good questions.
Yeah. And the other person hasn't seen the questions.
Sight unseen, unheard.
Mm-hmm.
On the spot,
mm-hmm.
high drama, high stakes podcasting.
Yeah.
And what that sounds like, I you're about to find out.
Uh-huh.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing there, Yanni?
I'm just so excited for the premise.
Yeah. Okay. You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks. What are you not grateful for?
Ooh.
Since it was just Thanksgiving.
So what am I actively ungrateful for that I should be or just don't care about?
I just wrote down not grateful for.
Yeah.
So however you interpret
that. I'm contemplating how I... I'm working this out loud because thinking silently is... not good listening. What am I not grateful for? Or anti-grateful versus ungrateful versus don't care about.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to figure out how to answer this based on what comes to mind first. I'm not. Okay. So if I were ungrateful for something, I wouldn't even be aware. So that's not a good way to answer it. If I'm okay, so I'm going to try to think of something I'm anti-grateful for.
Okay.
Which is like what too many, I don't think this does us any good.
Okay.
Like if you're like, oh, I wish this thing were different.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of stuff like that.
Yeah. That's probably why we don't have a holiday for it.
Yeah. The ingratitude, holiday of ungratitude.
Yeah, the things I don't like.
Oh, maybe we should invent that one, though.
It'd be pretty good.
Yeah. You know, okay. I think as I was kind of streaming through my ideas, I think I always wish I had more time or better organization of my time. But in thinking that way, I'm probably not grateful enough of the time that I have and what I do with that time. Like I shouldn't even think, oh, I've got good time and I should have done a better job with it. I should just be grateful. I'm not grateful enough of what I do with the time that I have.
Oh, I guess that's a pretty good way to turn the question on its head.
I could have like ranted about all the things I'm bitter about, but I think maybe that's what I should take away with this.
Yeah.
In non-grateful answer theme to a grateful wellness themed break that we're on. This is Sunday, December 1st, right after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
In case you're catching up. Okay.
Nice.
Does that answer your question?
Yep.
Okay. My equally deep, my and similarly themed. Okay, similarly themed, not equally deep. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
My favorite Thanksgiving food is the stuffing or dressing.
Yep.
However you refer to it.
Yep.
That is not the traditional stuffing, I don't think, because I don't know. I've heard people don't really like stuffing typically.
Yep. Most people would be aghast at your answer right now.
Yeah.
So you're explaining.
Mm-hmm. But the stuffing that we have is your mom's recipe, right?
Yep. I'm not sure where she got it. I think she probably got it out of a magazine or something.
Probably. But like it's like it's got stuffing in it, but it's also got like wild rice and apple chunks and celery and carrots and all that kind of stuff.
And lots of butter.
Lots of butter, so it's really good.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the theme of a lot of Thanksgiving foods.
Yeah.
They have a lot of butter.
Just a butter delivery vehicle.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome. So that's my favorite Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, tangent for a moment, so this Thanksgiving I spent with you guys and had that stuffing. But last year I spent it with your parents.
Yeah.
And had that stuffing.
Yes.
And grandma being grandma, she added a bunch of additional stuff to it because she likes to follow a recipe and then add more things to it. So,
so pray tell, what did she add? Because I'm picturing like cranberries and walnuts.
There were definitely nuts in it. I can't remember if it was like cranberry. It was like a dried apricot, I think.
Oh, God.
Kind of thing.
I mean, wow.
It wasn't bad. It was just not. She was like, your mom said this is your favorite. So I made sure to make it. And then also there was a bunch of other stuff in it. So that was
That's funny.
And also very classic for what she does.
Yeah.
With like cookie recipes or anything like that. Like she will find random recipes in magazines or on the Food Network or something like that, and then decide that it needs something healthy, like,
or even not, just more stuff.
So it's not just cookies she does that with. It's everything, including recipes she's been using for at least 20 years.
Yeah. Maybe her memoir should be like, just add nuts or something.
Yeah. But she doesn't just add one thing. She adds multiple different things.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was good.
Nice. Nice. That's what makes this podcast magical, is all the all the connections we can make.
Yeah. I think that answered your question.
Yeah, you did it.
Let's see. What kind of fish would you like to be?
So if I could be a fish.
If you were a fish, what kind of fish would you be?
I was about to say, well, I haven't really thought about this, which is kind of the point of these questions.
Like, yeah.
I think, so not a salmon, because they just spend their lives like getting back to the place that they birthed and were hatched as an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they die.
And then they, and then they spawn and then they die. So something that leads, some deep sea creature, maybe, but that seems dark. I think maybe like a flounder.
They're cool.
Like sit in the bottom of the bay.
Yeah, just hang out on the ocean floor.
Yeah, and the tide comes in and out, so things kind of change, and they get sand, and then they probably get to see the scene with their eyes peeking up into the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I guess things like sharks and stingrays would be cool, but I'll go with the flounder.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
thanks. They don't really bother anybody, so it's kind of nice.
Right. No one says, "Oh man, those flounders, they're such jerks." I don't think.
Not that I've heard.
Nope. Okay. if you are on a trip and you're looking for a travel companion, it had to be a Muppet. Which one would it be?
Well,
as you're thinking, I'll just say that your facial expression responding to that one was delightful.
Well, I love the Muppets. Yeah,
I think you're excited about this one.
Yeah.
It's better than what fish would you be?
Well, I don't know. Like, the immediate thought is like Kermit and Fozzie have gone on a road trip together.
Right.
And they seemed like good buddies to go on a road trip with.
Yeah.
But also
dysfunctional, but also,
yeah, I don't think we'd get there very fast.
Yeah.
Cause they don't know which direction the sun comes up at one point.
Yeah.
I think also they would have the expectation of, having a sing along, and I would happily listen to their music, but I don't really want to participate in unless I already know the words and it's not being filmed or something like that. That's not really my scene. So I think maybe like Rolf or like Scooter.
Mm, Scooter would be a good like travel companion.
Scooter is very efficient.
Yeah.
He knows. Because he's like the tech guy or like the stagehand.
Stage crew, yeah.
So he's got to be really organized for all that stuff. And then Rolf is just kind of chill and he just wants to play his piano and take some naps with his little teddy bear and, you know.
Yeah.
Just contemplate life, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah, he'd be good to have around.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a good mentor.
Yeah.
Rolf the dog.
He's got the floppy ears too, which is just cute.
Yep. I was thinking of, I hadn't really known how I'd answer that, but was also thinking of Fozzie and Kermit and then thought, oh, it could be like other travel, like who would you like travel internationally with to on a plane or.
Yeah, but they don't go on a plane. They just travel by map and like just take the car.
Right. Yeah. Or tour bus with Electric Mayhem.
That I do like that bus a lot.
Yeah. I think that would probably get pretty, your nerves would be pretty raw after a while.
Yeah. Who drives the bus?
I think it's Dr. Teeth.
Okay. I think Dr. Teeth would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe not the whole band, but maybe just like one of them at a time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't want to travel with Miss Piggy. It seems like a lot of
baggage.
Maintenance. Yeah.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah. Maybe we can be a star on the Muppets one day.
That would be fantastic.
Or like if we're including like Sesame Street Muppets, because they're still Muppets.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
They're not on the Muppet Show, but they're still Muppets.
Yep.
I feel like Big Bird is very organized and calm.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of big, though. That's kind of one of his things.
Yeah, like where do you sit? And, yeah.
And I wouldn't want him to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Grover or Elmo might be fun.
Yeah. Or, well, any of them would be fun. But I do like Bert and Ernie's dynamic as well.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of goofy. Like, Ernie's goofy. And Bert's very serious.
Yeah.
So I think that would just be a fun trip dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking them to national parks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And Bert could watch some birds and stuff like that. That'd be cute.
Yeah.
With his pigeon.
All right.
Well, so kind of anyone.
Yeah. It would be pretty fun to think about.
Yeah. I think like of the original Muppets, probably Rolf.
Muppet Show Muppets.
Muppet Show Muppet. Like the Muppet, the original Muppet movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of travel, what is your top airplane activity?
I'm a window seat person.
Me too.
I judge others harshly. And if you're at a window seat and you don't, and you pull down the shade, I think there's something fundamentally missing. So I like looking out the window.
Yeah.
And I like listening to music. And I think with some noise canceling headphones, and music so I can hear the music.
Yeah.
And looking out the window. I don't mind. I like reading, and I'll watch a movie on a really long flight, or sometimes I'll scribble some notes or try to do some work. But listening to music looking out the window is kind of the go-to reason I would enjoy a flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you got to know where you're going.
Yeah, and help out.
Mm-hmm.
Point out. I always like it when we're flying into, you know, like your flight back to Portland, and, uh-huh. and you'll be, there'll be the volcanoes, the Cascades,
mm-hmm.
and then people who are unfamiliar, even if they live there, they'll ask like, oh, what mountain is that? And it's like, oh, people, what's wrong with you? Like, why haven't you studied up on
mm-hmm. which There's mountain like is two which? Mountains. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, it gets more difficult now. In the distance on a clear day, you can
yeah,
see.
Yeah, you can see more things.
To Mount Rainier or the Three Sisters or
mm-hmm.
something like that. But
like most days, it's like Mount Hood is the pointy one.
Yeah, that you're flying practically over, through. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you can sometimes see Mount St. Helens, mm-hmm. which is the one that's got the top chopped off.
Yep. And Mount Adams is typically close by, but that comes up sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, window.
Nice.
Definitely. Okay. What's your favorite photo?
Favorite photo, like...
That's where it ended.
Oh. But like, that I've seen, or that like I've taken, or...
Not necessarily, like favorite photo that exists. So you could have taken it.
I don't know. We're sitting in a room that has a good photo right next to us, so it's hard not to say that one.
Yeah.
Which is like a...
It's an annular eclipse of 2012, taken from southern Utah.
That was the 2016 one.
Nope.
I thought that was the one we saw.
The one on the wall?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh. Well, nope. Still
that's
good.
That's an annular eclipse. That's I didn't take that one.
No, but we got it at the like a farmer's market of a guy who was like... It's of the eclipse from the summer or something.
Yeah. So right. it's before that one.
Oh.
It's a good one. I have a picture photo of that.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we saw.
Yeah.
But that's not the one.
Mm.
It's good listening. Us looking at a wall and talking about a picture that no one else can see.
Yeah. There's a lot of photos of Gussie that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gus the cat.
Yeah, my cat. This is a hard podcast question.
It's been a really difficult podcast.
Yeah. I think most of the things that I hang on my wall or something like that is art. Like, like created art beside, like not photography art, but two-dimensional art. I think photos of Gus or of animals and people that I care about are my favorite.
Yeah.
Like I can appreciate the fancy photos in like those coffee book tables or coffee table books and those kinds of things.
And Ansel Adams, Yosemite. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like going to a gallery or something is cool, mm-hmm. but, it's not, quite the same as like either, some of that two-dimensional art or of the three-dimensional things that I care about in picture form.
Yeah. 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 That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, cause my favorite would have been like the picture of you and Anna in the redwoods that we have as a canvas in our living room.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Which is all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Three-dimensional things I care about.
Yeah. My background is a picture of Gussie.
Yeah.
I
had imagined that would come up.
Yeah. He is on his back like a little... I'm trying to describe it for the listener.
Uh-huh. You're pantomiming it, so it'll be perfectly
So kind of like, you know how otters will like swim on their backs and hold their... little paws on their chest,
uh-huh.
and it's really cute. He's doing that, and he's looking up at the camera, being real cute.
Yeah. So should put him in some water and see how he does.
I don't think he'd like that.
I agree. Okay. Well, Gus it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Gus.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love cats?
Well, that's a difficult question. I don't inherently love cats. I think kittens are cute. I think cats are fine. I think they're funny and they're interesting and they do funny things. And I was telling Anna that I saw, I've been doing less and less of social media, but my feed has lots of dogs and pets, which is good. That's the best feed to have. And recently it's been a cat who goes mountain or rock climbing.
Aww.
And like does, you know, like, actually rated routes. Like this cat was doing a 5.7.
Jeez.
Doing a crack route up, you know, and had a little tether on and everything.
Like it had a little harness and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Cute.
It wasn't roped in from, it wasn't belayed like from the top down. It was
like a leash?
Yeah, kind of a leash, but a harness not on its neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was being spotted, so I suppose it was okay. So it's not like I appreciate cats, and I think cats are fun. So cats as a I don't think, oh, cats, I need more cats, but I do love our cats.
Yeah,
and I've loved the cats that we've had in the past.
Yeah,
and we've gone to the shelter and picked out cats, and I've like connected with specific cats.
Yeah.
So the question was on a scale of 1 to 10, how much? I think cats are you can't place a value on a living thing.
Yeah.
So a 6.
Aww.
But our cats are like, I love our cats, and even in their most obnoxious states, which is plentiful. So they rate higher as like
individuals
and things I relate to or have relationships with.
Mm, that's pretty good.
Okay. Whew. Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
What's an annoying trait of a family member that you're willing to call out on a podcast?
I think all of our family members listen.
Exactly.
So
good luck.
An annoying, like, what do you mean by trait? Like,
habit or thing, that something you're annoyed by. Like, it doesn't have to be like their eye color or, boy, I'm so annoyed that Anna's 5'6", whatever height she is.
Gussie just yawned at us with his tongue sticking out. That was cute.
That was cute. Not annoying at all.
10 out of 10 cuteness. I don't know.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said trait.
I think mouth sounds are pretty annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general.
So whose mouth sounds are you willing to call out?
No one's.
Yes, mouth sounds are annoying.
Yeah.
I've learned to accept them.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. I mean, I'm just like, oh, okay. That's just the sound people make. That's okay.
But there's some unnecessary ones.
Absolutely. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. I think mom, this is said with the most love.
Good luck.
And everything like that. I think sometimes when we say that we're good, or like we're good not doing something, like we're just fine the way that things are.
Yeah.
Like sitting around drinking coffee and something like that. She likes to continue to propose other things that we could be doing, even when she says, are you doing okay? And we say, yep. And she says, do you need any music? Or you need a blanket?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know it comes from the most, like, the best of intentions and stuff like that, which I think is why it's annoying sometimes.
Yeah, she doesn't want anything to be missed,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't want you to think, oh, I'm not going to ask for anything more, because she may have thought of another thing that could have could have improved things.
Yeah. I think it's annoying because it's not on her to fix that stuff.
Yeah.
Like I can turn on the music if I want
to. Yeah. But you're not.
Yeah. I think that's one I'm willing to disclose.
Okay. Yeah.
And your also mother, I don't think that she'd be upset with me about saying that.
She just loves you too much.
Yeah. No. Anyway, next question. We saw the Nutcracker last night.
Yeah.
What is the ballet? The ballet, yeah. What's the most underrated part of the Nutcracker?
Oh, the most underrated part. Yeah, we had that discussion where, like, the most overrated part is the Russian dance,
mm-hmm.
which is fun to see, but everyone cheers. Like, but that's not, like, that doesn't take the same... I mean, okay, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But the artistry mm-hmm. and physicality of it is not anything near what, mm-hmm. like, the Sugar Plum Fairy is doing.
Yeah, which I think I probably couldn't do maybe even more. Then ran around in a circle.
Right, right. Yeah, they run and jump and kick, and it's super cool. Mm-hmm. I think there's lots that I always appreciate when I see it that I think is, I don't know if it's underrated or missed. Like there's lots of things in the party scenes that are happening that are just kind of clever, and I mm-hmm. suppose it depends on which version you see and how it's choreographed and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think the Arabian dance is like the, probably the coolest dance.
Mm. With the, like, what part of it? Like the blankets and
the blank, but also like, okay, so that's, it's two people in the dance. Well, mostly two people in the dance mm-hmm. with some attendants. And it's this, man and woman in this kind of sensual, it used to be more kind of sexualized, I think, when we saw previous versions. Great for the kids, good family.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. And then the female dancer would like hide behind these rugs essentially that were holding mm-hmm. up vertically. And then there's this cool, like kind of magic trick where she disappears and,
mm-hmm.
or you don't know where she is. And, but beyond that, I think like just the movement in that dance, I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Is it the lead instrument is probably an oboe? It's some kind of reed.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to picture or, listen to it in my head. Uh-huh. I think it's an oboe.
Yeah. I would try to sing it, but I wouldn't do it justice, but it's kind of got this, like this eerie,
mm-hmm.
kind
of, it's like, well, it's a snake charmer kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. So it's like a oboe-ish.
Mm-hmm. Sound. Yeah. Well, there's parts, I think the higher parts are, an oboe. There are parts that like a clarinet will come in and like uh-huh. when it does the mm-hmm. melody lower, it's a bass clarinet. So
yeah,
which is just, it's cool. I like, the reed combo.
It's cool. Yeah. So it has a cool sound to it. And I like that the choreography and the dance kind of mimics that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very kind of slithery.
Yeah.
And the costume, I was noticing the costumery. Like, mm-hmm. of course, all of those dancers are thin.
Yeah.
Like they're very like,
they're ballerinas.
Yeah. They're Gumby like, and like twist themselves in all these weird ways. But the costumery like accentuates that. And then I think the reeded instruments kind of all go together
mm-hmm.
with that. And so I think there's kind of this, just really interesting flow of all those things together.
Yeah. I was cause like the guy, he has like a flute thingy or like a recorder.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually play it because he's just dancing.
Yeah.
But he kind of acts like he's playing it in like that snake charmery kind of way too. So yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. So I don't, if I thought about it harder, I bet I would think of other things, but
yeah.
That dance always, I forget how much I like it until I see it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of underrated, what's the most underrated color?
Underrated color.
Uh-huh.
Just in general?
I suppose. Maybe you have a context for it. I don't. The question is out there now and can't do anything with it at this point.
I mean, you could add to it or something. I promise I have interests outside of my cat.
Yeah.
But he is a gray cat.
Yep.
And I feel like, especially in the context of animals, gray and black animals aren't given enough credit for being really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have a black dog.
Yeah.
Who also probably isn't given enough credit for how pretty she is.
Yeah.
By she other gets people.
Lots of compliments.
From people outside of the family?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. That's good. Yeah, like but like black cats and I know black cats and well, the solid color cats,
yeah,
are sometimes the last picked in shelters and stuff like that.
Oh,
which is really sad because they're not as cute stereotypically.
Maybe they need better lighting because Gus is like there's like he's gray, but there's like lots of shimmer and kind of tone, varied tones to his gray.
Mm-hmm. He's got little stripes that sometimes you can see on his tail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Nina has lots of kind of, brindly kind of brown within the black and kind of a shimmer there too.
Yeah. And Gussie, his fur feels really smooth and silky, but like if you look at it, it looks all like kind of crimped, a little sheep fur.
Yep.
Or wool. Whatever it's called.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So he's got that cool texture going for him, too. He's cleaning his tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
within the context of animals.
Gray cat, gray.
Yeah.
Be a good color crayon.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Does not exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. I've asked 5 questions, I believe.
Yeah, that was just my 6th.
Oh.
I think. Yeah, so I think you've asked 6 because you started.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I know you crossed some off that you hadn't asked to.
Oh, I did. Oh, I didn't ask 2. Okay. That explains why.
Okay.
Cheater. You're looking at my questions.
I can't read them.
Okay.
I just saw when you asked best Muppet, you crossed one off that didn't say Muppet next to it.
Yeah, anyway. Oh boy, everything's off the rails now. Okay.
Chaotic podcast. Anyway, if not piano, which instrument do you wish you grew up playing? Or would you have preferred to grow up playing?
I tried to pick up guitar in college, and I have a guitar. And I've had a couple of guitars because it would fit in a dorm room. And that would be handy to be more proficient at. I think mandolin is a particularly cool instrument.
Yeah.
Kind of guitar related. And then harmonica, which you got me a harmonica like instruction lesson guide that's really good and I need to dig into it more.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone saying, oh, you know what Adam needs is harmonica lessons. Can't imagine that being a thing.
Do they have harmonica lessons?
Someone must do harmonica lessons.
Probably. You could be like Billy Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like that's just something you pick up after your first instrument.
Probably.
Or out there by a campfire, you pick that up.
Yeah.
And then there's also like some techniques with like organ that I've had some lessons with. It's different from piano. It's in some ways, technique ways. You were about to say something that was...
Well, I was just you saying harmonica by a campfire made me think of in the Muppet movie.
Gonzo?
No, Rolf plays
Rolf it. Rolf is playing it, and then Gonzo sings that song.
And Gonzo sings to it.
Yep.
So that would be a good, if Rolf and I went camping.
Oh, yeah.
He could play harmonica.
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
Then that's his second instrument.
Yeah.
After keyboards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be actually handy if I'd, yeah, any of those would be handy.
Yeah.
And useful. So, yeah. Harmonica or, yeah, I'll say more guitar, but harmonica is close there. I just don't see that coming up in lessons.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That would have been handy. Okay, the question I skipped. I can't believe I skipped this. I can't believe I crossed it out because it's not like hiding there. What's the most unnecessarily, most unnecessary but socially mandated component of personal hygiene? So some piece of personal hygiene that seems silly, but is socially kind of, yeah, mandated. Something you would do without.
I don't know. I like most parts of hygiene.
Well, that's good.
So
it's on the record now.
Yeah.
I like most parts of hygiene.
I think, I guess with the context of socially, I guess like deodorant isn't necessary technically for you to be like a clean person.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we go backpacking or something like that,
yeah,
we don't really wear deodorant because everyone is kind of just going to be stinky regardless.
Yeah.
So I guess in the context of being outside all the time, so I guess if we abandon society and indoor spaces,
okay.
Then deodorant is unnecessary.
Yeah.
So yeah. With that caveat, which I guess, yeah, you said within it's socially necessary.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to be in a college classroom and let someone not wear deodorant.
Yeah. But maybe if that were the norm, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
If we're around a campfire, it's fine.
Yeah. Just sit in the smoke a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll sit upwind if needed.
Fair enough. Okay.
What is your least favorite holiday flavor of any holiday?
You know, I don't have anything against the whole pumpkin spice craze.
Yeah.
But it's not for me.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't need it. Like when it's October and I go, oh, pumpkin. Yay. Like, I don't care. I mean, I'll have the spice of something. Like give me some nutmeg and cinnamon, but the whole.
Yeah, that's good.
Pumpkin, I don't care.
Yeah.
I do like pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Had an extra piece for lunch.
That's good.
Yeah. But I don't need that. That's just gratuitous.
In
that's
your coffee good. And stuff.
No, right. Yeah. Like coffee flavor is good enough and like just enhance the coffee flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put pumpkin in it. That's stupid. There's plenty of other good flavors out there
that
enhance coffee, and I don't think pumpkin is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I there was like a special holiday or seasonal stout I saw at the store that had like pumpkin, and I almost got it because I thought it could be good.
Yeah, I feel like that could go either way.
Yeah, but I only wanted one.
Yeah,
and then I realized
did it come in a six pack or something?
I just didn't see. Yeah, I didn't see that paying off.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, pumpkin flavor people. I don't need that.
We just lost so many
listeners. Okay, my question 7 is, if you could guide the evolutionary process of any species or collection of species, what direction would that take?
And everything else would remain unchanged?
Yeah, well, you know, if you studied ecosystems, it probably couldn't.
But. Yeah. I feel like humans are overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit less smarts or something.
Mm-hmm.
So at least if we're going to destroy the world, it at least takes us a little bit longer so that everyone else on the planet can be a little bit happier.
Yeah. They can kind of have their due.
Yeah.
Or
their time to evolve to revolt or something.
Yeah. So there's this book. It's right behind you. Mm-hmm. It's Kurt Vonnegut, Galapagos.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
I was just talking about it with a special friend, Sam.
Mm-hmm. And a special friend.
Yeah. And maybe I should reread it. Maybe you would like to read it. Because it's the premise is that the sea lions, I think the sea lions, are like the most intelligent species, and they've taken over.
That sounds okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but that premise probably is pretty good.
It seems good.
Yeah.
It sounds better than, what was that book I had to read for an environmental class? It was basically like this gorilla who was stuck in a cage, and he could somehow talk or communicate to this one guy.
Oh.
And he basically just like mansplained human nature to him. And it was really weird.
Huh?
It was fine. I just didn't like it. I thought it was convoluted or something like that.
Huh?
It started with an I. It was the name of the gorilla. I think it was a gorilla. It might have been some other.
Yeah.
It might have been some other ape, but I can't remember.
I'm picturing this book. I didn't read it, but I picture the cover.
It was just like this ape like singing humanity's praises. And I'm like, I don't think that's what.
Oh.
Not really singing their praises, but like saying that, like discussing human evolution in kind of a complimentary way. And I was like, I don't think that's actually what this caged ape would think.
Was it satirical? Like saying one thing and being ironically?
Not from my understanding.
Okay.
But
huh.
I could have been, I don't know, I was like a sophomore. So I could have.
Sophomore in?
College.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I was 19.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you would have picked up on the themes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I skimmed it at one point because I got bored.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no one else has ever done that to
a
college text. Okay. Well, if you want to borrow Galapagos,
okay,
you're welcome to it.
Or if it's, there might be an audio book of it or something.
I bet.
And we can review it.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll write that down. I bet, because we got some audiobook credits.
Yeah. And Spotify Premium has some free audiobooks on it, too. Well, it's free with Premium.
But we do Libro.
Yeah.
Which is a small bookstore, independent bookstore, audiobook companion.
Yeah.
There's a plug for saving your independent bookstore.
Yeah. It's basically the same as, you know, the big one owned by Amazon.
Yeah.
Except instead of supporting billionaires, it supports a bookstore of your choosing.
Yeah, it's a good,
not a spawn.
Hopefully it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my question.
Oh, right. What would you do if you saw a magical troll in the forest? Or just a regular troll?
Completely different answer. But what would I do? Okay, well, I'd probably freak out, like, oh my gosh, a troll.
Uh-huh.
If I had the wherewithal to know that's a troll.
Yeah.
And that it's magical or not. Like, hey, non-magical troll, haha, you're not magical. You must feel pretty crummy. But I would like to have, if my best self, my ideal self would be curious about the troll and want to know, well, how did you get here? And what's it like?
Why aren't you in the fjords of Norway or something?
Yeah, are you lost? Do you need help? Do you want a granola bar? I've got an extra, like kind of playing mom. Like, you know, what else could we do? And but maybe if it were a resident troll, it would have like some other background knowledge of, oh yeah, you should totally see.
Yeah, like a tour guide.
Yeah. And I don't need to have things given away to me, like. but maybe it's got like, maybe it would have like this
advice,
subtle advice, like, ooh, have you look here behind this stump, like there's this neat thing, this neat mushroom that you've never seen before. Let's take some time to appreciate it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't do that, but that's what I would like to do.
Yeah.
I hope I could do that.
Yeah, I'd probably walk away and then later think like, oh,
I had this chance to meet a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trolls are the under the bridge kind of gatekeepers. And
yeah.
So I think so. Yeah. And I'm picturing like the trolls of,
Frozen.
Oh, they're cute. I was thinking of the Hobbit.
Oh, they're not very nice.
No, they're not nice at all. So I was picturing nice trolls, but those gruesome trolls that would smash you and eat you with soup, as soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a art installation near my apartment of a troll made by I think he's Swedish artist. That was just like this big thing.
Yeah.
Lifting up the roof of a tiny house.
And it's the troll to seem nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same artist that's got installations around the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There was like a QR code next to him that, showed, I don't even know how many, hundreds of different trolls around the world. And apparently one of them was just like 20 minutes walking distance from my house. So that was weird.
Yeah.
It's
wonderful. What a thing to stumble upon.
Yeah. And he didn't give me any advice, but I also didn't ask.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But 20 minutes walk from your house.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. My next question, do you have any new music recommendations?
New music to me?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Let me open my Spotify real quick.
Oh, great.
Well, I don't know what I listen to.
Good listening. Good podcasting.
Anna just played for me the song Purple Hat by Sophie Tucker, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get it, but it's one of those just kind of, I don't know if it's EDM or one of those kinds of things.
Dance club kind of sound?
Yeah. It's one of those songs where Anna will dance to it and stick her tongue out and bop along to it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this is why I asked these things. That was not on my radar at all.
Yeah, that's my most recent liked song in my Spotify playlist.
Okay.
So.
Did you like it?
I didn't dislike it.
Okay.
It's definitely not an all the time mood, at least for me.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite slang term?
Okay. Probably if you're, and maybe this isn't as common anymore, but when I moved to Utah, the term or slang phrase, oh my heck, came up like that was really novel.
Yeah.
And some people, like, they'd get really mad and they should have been saying, like, way more expletives.
Yeah.
Would say, oh my heck.
Mm-hmm.
And it is almost absurdly funny. But I like it because it just has this charm to it. And a friend of mine would say, oh my hell.
Because
that takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
And it's reappropriating it. So I like that. So that one is tied with a coworker of mine who has young children. She's trying to not swear in front of them. So, and she's not, I don't think she's one to swear, but she says biscuits from Bluey.
Yeah, they say biscuits. So,
oh, biscuits. And I think that's really charming.
Yeah.
And I could adopt that too.
I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
When they say biscuits. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to find catchphrases like that are unique to me, that feel like are authentically original. But I don't have them.
You should. That could be your next project.
Sure.
What's your new catchphrase going to be?
Yeah. Oh, my biscuits hell. Oh, hell biscuits. Yeah.
That's a good one.
F biscuits. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, you work on that.
Okay. Okay. What's a holiday tradition you feel strongly about?
Like strongly that it should happen?
I originally I was thinking, what's your favorite holiday tradition? And then I thought, oh, but there's also things you probably abhor. So what's the one you feel most strongly about is what I came down to.
I'm struggling to remember any holiday tradition. Not a winter holiday, but I strongly dislike holidays that have the tradition of setting off fireworks.
Yes.
I really dislike fireworks.
Yeah.
I think that they're obnoxious. I don't like how they upset all the animals. They're terrible for the environment, both in pollution and fire risks, especially here in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, like, they're fine to look at, but they're not that pretty.
Yeah.
So, fireworks.
It's kind of overblown.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. Hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, there were just some fireworks last night because of a parade nearby.
Yeah.
And that was annoying.
Yeah, it's just immediately unsettling when you hear them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel.
Yeah, because they're like made to simulate war.
Yeah.
And like give people who have experienced war like terrible flashbacks.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
No. Yeah.
Those are my strong feelings.
Okay. Yeah. Try to keep them inside.
Last question. What answer would you add to a magic eight ball?
I haven't done a magic eight ball in a long time. So it gives you answers like yes, no, or try again, or
yeah,
oh, like the future is unclear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of just vague yes or no.
Right. Right. I think something like I think people in general are too, I'm not saying I'm immune to this, like we're too, we need answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there should be something that's like, get used to the ambiguity.
It doesn't matter.
It does. Yeah. 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 Just ride with it.
Yeah.
It's, you don't need to figure this out. You're that's in it good. For the long haul. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's good.
Biscuits. You're in it for the long haul.
That'd be good.
Hang on tight. Or not.
Whatevs.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a line, 38 Special is not a great, great band, but there's a song called Hold On Loosely. And the line is hold on loosely, but don't let go.
That's good.
Like, yeah. Kind of a good mantra.
Yeah. I've never heard of the band, so.
38 Special? Oh, okay.
Or maybe I have. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's before your time and not at all in a musical realm that you'd listen to. So yeah, get over it or just ride this one out or don't worry about it or
nice.
See what happens. It'll figure it out later or not.
Peck.
Yeah. Yeah. Some kind of German shoulder shrug.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Opposite, what's something hopeful to anticipate for you in the next year?
I don't know. I know that I will keep growing at work and like getting better at adulthood and just continue to grow where I'm planted.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
I was thinking like, oh, this event or this thing or this goal I have, but your answer was better.
Yeah, but I don't really know what's going to happen. Well, I haven't been paying attention to like, I don't know, if a movie's coming out or something or I don't know.
So that, but that if you had said, "Oh, I can't wait for this movie to come out in February," like
yeah.
That that, I don't think that's the answer you would have given it anyway.
Yeah. Well, my initial thought was like, oh, I want to get better at cooking for myself. But that's not really a, what'd you say, like a thing to look forward to? It's more of just a thing that will probably happen.
Yeah, something hopeful to anticipate for you.
Growth.
Yeah, growth. And maybe it'll include cooking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably pet some cats.
Yeah.
In the future. So that's good.
Yeah.
Probably some dogs.
Yeah. Out on your daily.
My strolls.
Work.
Yeah.
Work runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll probably make some new recipes.
Yeah.
Just add walnuts.
And apricots.
Yeah.
And craisins.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 questions, 20 in total.
Nailed it.
And we'll see what we get to do next time.
Yeah. Awesome.
I've had a good time. I hope you did too.
Yep.
I hope people who listen to this also enjoy or tolerate what we're talking about. Okay. Good talking to you, Reed.
Good to talk to you too.
We'll talk to you later. And for now, keep your feelings inside.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Will do.
Bye.
Bye.